The Fearless Podcast, in a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. All right, y'all. Welcome back to the Fearless Podcast. This is episode 31.
Episode 31, and it is good to be here, y'all.
This new jazzy kind of elevator intro music is it's very soothing, but I don't want to put anybody to sleep.
Yeah, I know, for real.
That was an interesting pick there, Matt.
There you go.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Episode 31. If you hadn't had a chance to check out episode 30, we interviewed Jason from So the Land.
Just excellent podcast.
Killer people.
That was a good one.
Doing awesome stuff. So please check that out. We greatly appreciate it. And so I guess we will just jump right into this. This is a value for value proposition. So if you enjoy our content and appreciate the information we provide, please go on over to thetexasboys.com and get yourself a food forest in a box. They're flying off the shelves.
Yep.
And so
it won't be long until we'll have to take them down. Within the next 30 days, we're going to be taking them off the website for the year, and they won't be back till the trees go dormant again. Yeah, next year.
So, and we do plan on having fruit trees probably available.
Rooted.
So we're working trees, on that too.
Yep.
And we're that'll push us right into around the farm.
Oh, yeah.
We did a video, I think, posted today about our additional heat sinks that we added to the greenhouse. So that passive heating system, that virtually free heating system in the greenhouse, is working beautifully. It is about to be tested to the max of our zone.
The max of the max. Yeah.
And by Monday, I think, and in the Monday, Tuesday range, we're going to get real close to the single digits. So this is going to either make or break. It could be a very sad.
Yeah.
It could be a very sad thing, or it could be really awesome. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of putting it all.
You're not going to bring any of them inside the house. Like, you know, maybe just leave one kite out there.
Yeah,
because you could do that.
I could do that
because
I keep vacillating.
You know, all or nothing.
I don't. Yeah, and that's usually kind of the way
there's so many out there, and it would be so devastating be to lose them all. Now it would be amazing if they all survive.
If it worked, would that be? But it would have the same effect if I left one set out there. Yeah, because then if it does like destroy them, I'm not like out all the other.
Oh, true.
So yeah. So
I thought you were saying you would be just as sad if you lost one.
No. I'm saying it would. Yeah. So maybe it would make sense to use some prudence.
So you got the barrels for $15 a barrel, right?
Correct.
Didn't it the last time you bought them, they were 20?
Yeah. So the last time they were 20.
Okay.
This time, he cut me a break on the barrels because they were from a car wash. So they had like sulfuric acid in them. The barrels were completely empty. He's like, you know, you're gonna have to rinse these barrels, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. And the barrels were completely empty, and they had been setting outside for years with at least one plug out, so they've evaporated off. So what I did is I went and got some super cheap just baking soda.
Okay.
And I put 2 pounds of baking soda in each one. And then baking soda will make any residue of the sulfuric acid. You know, obviously when I rehydrate the barrel, it's going to wake up any sulfuric acid that's in there. So the baking soda will completely neutralize that. We're not using the barrels to store water in or to transfer water or transfer anything. So I thought it was really cool from a repurposing, reusing standpoint that we took these totally useless objects that were going to be thrown away, and we're bringing new life to them. And then there's an incredible amount of beauty in the fact that they're going to be our heat sink source to help us to grow and regenerate what we're doing.
A heat sink in the winter, and what would be the opposite of a heat sink?
It holds a cooling effect because it continues to absorb the heat in the summer.
For the summer. So that's going to be really cool.
Yeah. It just regulates the temperature, makes it more moderate.
Yep.
So we're going to see, we now have 10 50 gallon barrels in there, and that is a 20 by 40.
Are you planning on getting any more, or
well we'll see what happens with the when we get hit here. The beauty of our zone and where we're at, when if the sun comes out, it's a completely different world. If the sun comes out, even if it's 10 degrees, it'll be 70 degrees in the greenhouse. So the when the freeze does all its destruction is when it's below freezing for an extended period of time, 24 hours.
Early morning.
That's when all the bad stuff happens. So it should, in theory, it should work and it should resolve our issues. But we're going to find out. That's the experiment.
There you go.
That's the life we live.
And update on Beans, our Cooney pig. We were talking about her yesterday in episode 31 of the podcast.
This is episode 31.
That was 30. Episode 30. I meant to say 30. And she still hasn't popped yet. She hasn't given birth. I personally think she is waiting for the coldest day of winter to hit so then she can give birth. But yeah, she is getting bigger and bigger and her belly keeps dragging the ground more and more. And yeah, and then Danny Pig, he just keeps on getting fatter and fatter and he's loving the sun out there right now. But other than that, we did a little bit of wood prep a couple days ago, getting ready for the storm. We got diesel for the tractor just in case, you know, another snowpocalypse. I don't know. We were planning ahead. And then we got some gasoline for the generators. We got propane for the back grill and our Instahot water heater. Just in case the power does go out, y'all, in our tiny house, we have an instant hot water heater and it runs off of propane. So if the family wants to get a hot shower while the power's out, they can just jump in there and get a hot shower because inside the house, we have electric water heater in the big house.
We have a hybrid.
We got a hybrid one, which is
a heat pump. So
super sweet.
Incredibly efficient. We should do a follow-up video.
Definitely should.
A little video on that, but we should do a follow-up video on that.
And it cools your house in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with the wood heat, I was thinking about this too, you know, with the wood heat. And you know the way mom likes to make it slightly cooler than the surface of the sun in here,
man,
by stoking both fires. We can turn the heat pump back on when it gets to be like 80 in here and it'll kind of kick it down without having to ridiculously turn the air conditioner on in the middle of winter when it's 20 degrees.
And outside. Then the other update is James is doing a really neat thing to the house. He is adding an entrance from the front room to the living room to allow the heat from the front room to enter into the rest of the house and mainly the center of the house, which is the kitchen. Where we're normally mainly in is the kitchen area, living room area. The main living room has a fireplace and it keeps it pretty toasty in there. But the kitchen, the hallway, normally stays pretty nippy. But now since we're adding an additional entrance there, it's definitely going to be awesome because the front room, last year we installed a cast iron fireplace and it keeps it cranking hot in there. Normally way too hot. So being able to get some of that air out of there and moved into the kitchen is going to be great. So that's what he's working on. So if you hear any banging or sawing in the background, that's him working on it. But other than that, it's pretty much just, that's about it for the around the farm update, y'all. And we're going to go ahead and take a break and we'll be right back. Today's video is sponsored by thetexasboys.com. If you want to go get some farm fresh honey, some coffee, CBD coffee, Lion's Mane coffee, all types of delicious stuff over there. The native mud, it is the bomb. Go check it out at thetexasboys.com. The food forest in the box, like we said at the beginning of the podcast, won't be available for much longer because of the cold weather running in. So go check it out, thetexasboys.com. You can support us local farmers and other local homesteads and farmers out there that we go ahead and we take their products and put them up on our website. just so then they have an opportunity to sell some of their products and make a little bit of money. So it's a win-win-win. And y'all are able to get an amazing product. And then also, I just wanted to thank all of our customers, all of our loyal customers and repeat customers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all keep the YouTube channel up and alive and this podcast up and running. So because YouTube loves to keep on kicking us in the pants. So thank y'all so much for that. And that wraps up the break. So
now we go on to health check.
Health check. Here we go.
So how's your health check?
Health Matt? Check is amazing right now. Officially 100% over whatever the heck we got sprayed this Christmas or whatever. It was gnarly. It wasn't really too bad for me personally. It was just like the respiratory cough, and it was terrible. You know, you couldn't ever get a full breath of air. Like when I was at church trying to sing and like always like out of breath, that was like terrible. And then it just lingered forever, even on the carnivore diet, you know, it still lingered. And,
yeah. And speaking of that, if any of y'all are interested, I was at my local health food store that I love and appreciate so much. And I was mentioning, cause I've had this sinus thing forever. Mm-hmm. And this is a comedy show, y'all. None of these are any kind of recommendations or anything.
But why we have our own podcast now.
Yeah. Too. And that's why that's why we're comedians. But I got a concoction that they recommended, and it has been working incredibly well. And so if you're interested in the sinus concoction, you can email us.
Oh.
Because I'm not even dumb enough to even recommend anything.
Whoa. Oh, that's true.
I'm a pleb and I don't have a blue check mark.
Hey, and so. Guess what, y'all? We got another warning too.
Yep. Yeah. We got a warning. It was about an article and it was about animals and it was completely unrelated.
How long ago did we make that video?
Yes. And it claimed like that it was medical misinformation and it had absolutely nothing to do with people.
No.
And it actually had. Yeah. So, it's all part of the technocracy.
It was talking about turbo cancer.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So, it was fun stuff.
It was. Yeah.
So anyway. Stuff. Yeah. Absolutely been loving the carnivore diet. Healthy. Now healthy. Officially over the Christmas flu.
So maybe what we'll do is if you sign up.
Okay.
For our newsletter on the website.
Hey.
We could send out the sinus.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
Flush concoction.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll do it right now.
Let's do it. So
just
go to our website. You scroll down to the bottom. Go to TexasBoys.com. TexasBoys.com. Uh-oh. Easy for me to say.
Whoa.
And scroll to the bottom.
Sleepy Joe.
And it'll say sign up for our email newsletter or something to that effect.
You something
scroll,
like that.
You'll find it. You scroll it to the bottom. And
wonder if we could leave a link for that. For a newsletter, like at the bottom of the podcast.
Maybe.
Possibly.
We'll
look into it. But yeah. Yeah. If you sign up for that, we'll go ahead and we'll send that out. I think we have close a little over 12 or 1300 people on our email list. So we're going to send that out to all y'all for free. That'll be awesome. That'll be great. And
yeah. And it works. It's been working excellent for me. We need to figure out. This is part of why we mess around with mulberries and
100%
Q-certain and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But we need to start taking
and the horse paste.
Yeah, we need to take control of our own health.
Yeah. We can't just keep going to the doctor and
you can't keep
give me the meds, give me the meds, you know, and the meds make you better. But, you know, is your immune system only getting weaker every time you do that?
Right.
That's the real thing. And then you get sicker. More often we found, but anyway, yeah. But remember,
that is correct.
We are comedians. So yeah, go ask your doctor.
Yeah, ask your doctor. And if you find a blue check mark somewhere, ask a blue check mark and they can verify reality for you.
Oh, health check on you.
Yeah, health check. So I'm still in my total red meat and that's been going awesome.
Great.
I got this new sinus flush concoction with all kind of various herbals in
Hibs.
It is splendid. It's kind of luxurious And nice. So that's been helping me through the Able Eek clay. And then the other thing that I have been, two other things.
Yeah.
I got another grounding sheet from Billy. What's the, who's the sponsor? Dang it. Billy's Redemption Shield.
Yep.
So that's check out redemptionshield.com. If you want a 10% discount,
but
you can put in the word PERMA, P-E-R-M-A, at Redemption Shield. I got another grounding sheet. I will tell you absolutely this. So a couple of different things I've been doing. We've been turning the Wi-Fi off at night.
Yep.
We're just trying to reduce the frequencies. So I turn the Wi-Fi off at night, mm-hmm. and I try to do that every night.
Especially with this new Starlink, y'all.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like wicked how much that thing offputs. Like,
it's very powerful.
Very powerful.
We put all of our phones in airplane mode. I keep my phone yep. in the bathroom.
I keep mine in the kitchen.
Yeah. And then this way they're in a,
yeah,
away from where we're trying to sleep.
Yeah. If you are sleeping near your phone and you can't, like, you just can't sleep, I would highly recommend, like, just putting your phone in a different room and turning it off, turning your Wi-Fi off too.
Yeah. Airplane mode is good. Yeah. And, you know, I've always had major challenges sleeping, and mm-hmm. I have noticed, when your mom would take the grounding sheet off and wash it and just put like a normal sheet on that night, like, it would always be terrible, you know? And so
do you know, like, in what way?
Like, you just can't fall asleep, can't stay asleep.
Huh.
And I've noticed a dramatic improvement in my sleep and sleep pattern, depth, length, all of that stuff of sleep with the grounding sheet. And so, yeah, not sponsor or anything, but
hey,
I would definitely check it out. I've been doing the grounding. And then the other thing I've been doing is to recover from this shoulder issue. I'm missing about 30 or 40% of my labrum, and I keep trying to incorporate different exercises. I've been doing a hanging routine where I hang from the pull-up bar. So I do a two-arm hang shoulder width apart for absolutely as long as I can. And then I rotate. I rotate grips. So I do a right arm hang, solo arm. Mm-hmm. And then, I got my grip strength.
Oh, you got your monkey grip?
Yep. I got my monkey grip back.
Oh, yeah.
And I have the enough shoulder strength where I can hang from my left arm. So I rotate and I just do that as long as I can.
You're evolving backwards.
Yes. Look at this opposable thumb, y'all. it's amazing. Yeah, that's funny. Rotate back forward. I do that probably 5 to 10 times a day. Like when I think of it, oh, let's go hang, you know? And then, it's really been, I continue to improve my range of motion, my speed and extension.
Yeah.
On my,
you used to just be like,
my bad wing is coming back better and better. Mm-hmm. And so we're just,
that's great.
Improving. So
that's good.
Yeah. That's the health check. I'm feeling good.
There you great. Go.
And,
we're going to go ahead and take another break and we'll be right back with y'all.
All right, y'all, this segment is sponsored by Stacy over at the Financial Prepper. Man, I'm tripping over my words today.
Man.
If you're looking for precious metals, give Stacy a call at 318-564-5823. Ask her to price whatever you're looking for, gold, silver, platinum. They have great pricing and quick shipping, and it's very discreet. They're awesome people, Chris and Stacy over at the Financial Prepper. We love them. We appreciate them sponsoring the podcast. So
let's get into it. What are we talking about?
So we're adding a segment.
Yeah, viewer mail.
We're going to add, and we're actually adding two segments because we kind of teased at viewer mail.
Correct.
And we're adding verse of the day.
Yes. We're
going to go to verse of the day. And the verse of the day is Psalm 2. This is actually a couple verses, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
This is 1-4. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. What's interesting is I picked this verse out for the podcast, and I didn't even think of the correlation to our viewer mail drop and our main topic, which are all associated together.
This is
kind of really neat how this is all falling into place. But that is our verse of the day, and you're going to see how that's going to integrate into our viewer mail.
Oh, yeah.
So we're getting into our viewer mail. We had a great friend of ours on the Twitter / X, whatever we're supposed to call it now. There, you know, there's something to this whole, like, Twitter rebranding as X, you know, besides the everything app and the brain chip and all that stuff.
And everybody being one gender.
Well, yeah. And then the fact that you completely renamed something. And oh, that's not Twitter. That's X. And then, X is like the non-binary.
Yeah.
And Elon's kid is non-binary. So there's so much.
And then everybody I know, when they say Twitter, they're like, oh, yeah, I mean X. Like every time. Like every single time.
Yeah, and I refuse to conform. Yeah. So
it's Twitter.
It'll always be Twitter in my heart. But I wanted to.
Oh, boy.
Let's see here. A subscriber and a follower on Twitter. His name's Joshua. I won't give you his full name because I don't know if he wants me to do that or not. So
not going to dox you.
Not trying to dox the guy. But we did. Did we do a podcast about chemtrails?
No, we did several videos.
Yeah, we've done several videos about chemtrails, and every time we do, we get like the little bots that say, "Oh, that's a contrail," and all this different thing, right? So, and we get lots of bots, and then we get regular people that respond. Yep. And Joshua was one of these awesome, normal, regular people that respond. I appreciated his response. I wanted to go through this to kind of give an answer to him, because one of the reasons why we want to do like a viewer mail section is we do get hammered with emails, and it is impossible to respond to those emails and then to try to get back to customers.
Yeah, it's way easier to respond to y'all via podcast.
Yeah, so that's way why easier. We want this to be part of this segment, and we want to encourage y'all to reach out to us through whatever social media, whether it's in the comments, whether it's through Twitter or wherever it's at, whether it's on Rumble or wherever. We do check all that stuff. And I wanted to get into the viewer mail here and read Joshua's questions and comments, because they exclusively correspond with our topic of the day, with our verse of the day, and everything's going to kind of come together here in a really cool way here. But this is Joshua. Hey, y'all. I assume it's okay to share my thoughts on here, so I'm going to. Haha. First off, I appreciate all y'all do, and I love the channel, the podcast, etc. Massive respect for y'all. I was listening to the episode on weather modification, and as a meteorologist, this topic sparked my interest. But it also concerned me. I've noticed the growing popularity of the idea that man is manipulating the weather. Mainly, I find it disturbing the ever-increasing number of Christians who believe this. I wanted to share just a couple of my thoughts on this. Regarding chemtrails.
Okay.
There are indeed some operations to modify weather. Mainly cloud seeding. Well, mainly cloud seeding, but not only cloud seeding. Okay. Mainly cloud seeding. Cloud seeding is done. And then he's going to tell me, this part's kind of funny. Like, I don't know what cloud seeding is, but cloud seeding is done throughout the world in arid regions. And this is all part of the bait and switch gaslighting. And people don't know that they're doing this, but we've all been baited and switched and gaslit that we do it ourselves to recondition ourselves so that way we can maintain a normal bias, a normalcy bias. So that way we don't scare ourselves, because some people want to remain, they want their opinion to remain the same regardless of the evidence presented. Cloud seeding is done throughout the world in arid regions to enhance precipitation. This process can only work, however, when conditions favorable for rainfall are already present. In nature, cloud droplets and rain droplets form when water vapor condenses. To condense, the water vapor requires a non-gaseous surface to change from a vapor to a liquid. In the atmosphere, billions of tiny particles act as these surfaces, called cloud condensation nuclei, or CCN. So you always need an acronym, and it's kind of like an appeal to authority because, you know, if there's an acronym and it's sciencey, you know, it's got to be true and all this stuff. In most cases, these are particles suspended in the air, dust, smoke, salt, etc. When cloud seeding is conducted, aircraft eject particles into clouds that act as this CCN. Silver oxide is most often used as it occurs naturally in the environment and is not harmful. Some good information. Even in the case of cloud seeding, the atmosphere must already be capable of producing rain. Moisture-laden clouds must already be present, and the ejected particles only act as the last step to get the cloud drops to grow into raindrops. I preface all that to say that the majority of the trails that you see behind aircraft are indeed just contrails.
Well, I can say right now, 99.999% of the time, at least in northeast Texas or the Texas area in general, every time I look up in the sky, normally, on a normal day, they're all chemtrails.
A contrail is not persistent by definition.
Like, I'll be like, oh, I wonder if that's a contrail. And I'm like, nope. Chemtrail.
And you can look. Yeah, you can. It's easy. A contrail is visible and it disappears completely.
It'll go all the way across the sky. Correct. That's a chemtrail. And it'll stay up there and then it'll grow. And then they'll do these cross patterns. And then the weird thing nowadays is that they're getting really good with the weather apps, because it'll be bright and blue and sunny and warm one day. And then they'll be like, oh, starting by tonight, it's going to dump rain. And guess what? By, you know, 12 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they start lighting the sky up and cross patching, and it'll go boom all the way gray.
Well, and that's clouds. Largely in part there are tons of websites now that track all this pattern stuff.
Yeah.
And big so time. You can go and look at it watch the pattern and basically predict the weather from it.
Yeah.
And that's why they are becoming more accurate. Yeah. It's absolutely
why they want to be as God, you know.
Sure.
They want to be little gods.
That's interesting, because that's what our verse of the day talks about. So let me get through this response, and then I'm going to try to build my case here.
And we're not beating on him.
Of course not. No, because he is a very popular. He has a very popular position, and I'm an absolutely a Christian unapologetically
writing in.
Yeah. Yep. And so, and it's satire and joking and all that stuff. That's all part that helps. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Right.
There you go.
Jet exhaust contains all types of particles, including water vapor, and temperatures at that altitude range from negative 50 to negative 70, leading to very rapid condensation of the water vapor. The contrails number and duration will vary daily and even hourly based on the amount of the upper level moisture. The more abundant the upper level humidity, the more and longer the contrails there will be.
And contrails disappear.
They do. Too. Contrails disappear.
You know, that's fact.
Yeah. Contrails disappear.
Yeah. They don't linger.
They don't linger. They don't spread. They don't encompass.
Because like he's saying, it's a temperature. Sky. It's a temperature difference. Okay. Yeah. Well, once that hot jet air finally cools down to the normal atmosphere, wherever it is, way up there, you know, 40,000 feet, then it disappears.
Yeah, will disappear. It might have a longer duration. It might last an hour, but it will disappear. It will not disperse into.
I normally only see it like, you know, a couple feet, at least from down here. It looks like a couple feet behind the plane if it's a contrail.
Also mentioned in the podcast is how the sky lately has not looked very blue, which is true, but it is not artificial either. There are abundant amounts of dust and sand particles that blow in from Africa, smoke from the fires around the globe. All this is natural and happening every year during the summer months. That is a fact, okay? But there are other things up there.
Yeah, because every year, y'all,
they are not naturally occurring.
I will tell y'all, the sky does get less and less blue every year. I will tell you that.
Yeah, and that's anecdotal, but we're going to discuss reality. We're going to discuss facts. Yeah. Having said all this, I am first and foremost a Christian. The word of God is my ultimate authority, and I use it as a guiding principle in everything, including studying the weather. I greatly appreciate that position. The Bible clearly states in many places that God and God alone sustains the earth and everything in it, including the weather. Mm-hmm. So this assertion assumes that man is not and cannot manipulate the weather. And the Bible does not say that.
Yeah.
Very true. Okay. So while I agree with his statement, mm-hmm. his statement does not disprove my position.
Correct.
Okay. Including he created an order to it, and it remains in that order by his command. He sends the drought, the horrible heat, and other disasters as judgment and to show his power. I firmly reject the idea of this man-made climate crisis and reject the notion that man can manipulate the weather. So, I mean, you are rejecting reality. Mm-hmm. Man can manipulate the weather. Man is manipulating the weather. That doesn't take anything away from God.
God can totally overpower it.
God allows it to happen.
100%.
And God is going to, there's going to be a very severe judgment for it, mm-hmm. for messing with God's creation. Yep. And we shall be as gods. They want to be God. Mm-hmm. And that's what our verse of the day is talking about. Do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Why? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. What bands? What cords? The principles that God has set in place, the order, God's order.
Transhumanism.
Trans-testicalism, mm-hmm. transhumanism. You tell me that there is not an all-out assault on God's order, whether it's the patriarchy and the patriarchal headship of the home, the patriarchal headship of humanity, whether it's
nuclear family,
your birth gender, and all this gender ideology nonsense,
what you identify
and fluidity and all this stuff. Tell me there is not an all-out assault and an absolute postmodern deconstruction. Mm. And then why wouldn't there be an assault on the weather? Why wouldn't there be an assault on the planet?
And you on our food.
You do not think that there is a conspiratorial assault to pollute every drop of water on this planet every grain of sand.
Yep.
And it's not happening. It is absolutely happening.
Yeah. Satan.
Yeah. It's Satan. Minions. He is the prince and the power of the air.
Yep.
And just like they are polluting the water, just like they're polluting the soil, just like they're destroying the sky, they're absolutely doing it.
They love it.
Spits
in God's face.
And this is what's awesome. He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. They're creating their own prison and they're trying to mock and they're trying to defy God, just like all the genetic nonsense that's going on, just like Elon and his brain trip, just like Yuval Noah Harari and this evolution of humanity that's going to transcend and transhumanize, and we're going to all like be uploaded to the Borg, and we're going to be eternal. Mm-hmm. And all that junk, it all spits in the face of God. But to say that it isn't happening is a denial of reality.
I wish there was no such thing as chemtrails. That would be amazing. Yeah, sure. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, I wish that a lot of the crazy spooky stuff and all the genetic manipulation and editing baby DNA. And we know that those scientists in China
so long
edited babies' DNA, and these babies exist. And they've manipulated DNA. And we absolutely know that for an absolute fact.
Yeah.
You know, and it happened. And, you know, fact checkers go fact check and all that cool stuff. But it happened. I firmly reject the idea of man-made climate crisis. And we know, here's the other thing, this climate change thing, we know that we're in a grand solar minimum. We know that the earth is cooling, right?
Correct.
So we do know that that's antithetical, but that doesn't mean that man, as a general rule, is not just disgustingly polluting and destroying the environment.
That's also correct. Yeah.
You know, and yep. It doesn't mean that because God is controlling everything, that he's not just going to let man pollute it and destroy it, because that is what is happening.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, I wanted to say this as hopefully an encouragement. I know how many other people who believe this, which adds vast amounts of unnecessary stress to their lives. See, and that's like, well, you think that this stuff is happening and it's just stressing you out. No, it is happening, you know,
but
he that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have him in derision. You know, he is providing, and, you know, this is going to get into our, basically go absolutely hand in glove into our main topic.
Yep.
Just remember that the Lord rules the world and sends the rain. Commit the drought and other needs to the Lord, and the rest, knowing he is in complete control. I mean, the reason that we sequester our gray water, right, and use it. This is, you know, I do want to address this, and I'm not saying that Joshua is saying this, but you get this a lot. Like, you get all of these people that refuse to prepare for anything and be like, I'll be I pray. Like all the people, like, I have very close genetic relatives, right? And that'd be like, oh, I pray over my Mickey D's. I pray over my Mickey D French fries. So God makes them nutritious.
Well, right? It's like just preparing in general. It's like, oh, well,
I sequester my gray water because the drought comes every year to Texas. Mm-hmm. Do I blame God for that?
No.
But what if I prepare? If I prepare and I sequester my gray water, let's say I put a tank out there and I pump pond water into the tank. Am I playing God?
No.
Am I doubting God?
No.
Right. So there's this
thinking ahead.
Yeah. This antithetical.
God gave me a brain to think ahead.
That's amazing.
And plan ahead. And also that goes for, there's people that will be like, oh, well, you know, this guy showed up at my porch with a gun and pointed a gun in my face and said, hey, give me your money. And I'm going to have to like, be like, oh, please, dear Lord, you know, don't let this guy shoot me. And then bang, he shoots you. No, God gave you a brain to be like, no, you're going to go ahead and get you a firearm and protect yourself, you know? And could God stop the bullet from entering your body? Absolutely. He could, you know, but he gave you a brain to prepare for things, whether it's drought, whether it's, you know, rough times,
the
you
future,
know,
whether the future. It, I mean, it's so amazing because the things that we take for granted, whether it's like just having children and having offspring and preparing for that. Yep. Like there's supposedly like virtue in that. Right. And of course there is. I say that as a kind of tongue in cheek, right? It's just like every aspect of life, and you plan and you prepare and then you experience, right. You experience, and you don't just ignore, just ignore and say, oh, I'll pray this one away or whatever, you know? And then there are going to be things, you know, when I was 7 years, I dealt with this, and I didn't know it was a shoulder issue. I thought it was a back and neck issue. And I prayed about it, and I prayed about it, and I continued to research and look and pray. And I had come to the resolution in my mind that, hey, this is the way it's going to be. And I'm going to be just crippled up.
Thorn in the flesh.
I'm going to have this thorn in the flesh forever. And God has used it in a great way in my life to crush me and rebuild me and mold me and make me. And I haven't arrived, and I won't this side of glory. And I'm not deluded enough to think that I will.
Yep.
But this all goes really hand in glove. I really appreciate Joshua reaching 100%. Out. I appreciate all of his comments. I completely understand the context.
100%.
I completely understand the sentiment.
Definitely.
But I do want to address it, and I do categorically reject pretty much everything that was said, not in a bad way. We can disagree.
Hey,
and we can be men. Christians.
Yep.
And, but I do want to get into this article.
Good
and
news.
And in conjunction with this article, first, as like an artifact for the time capsule.
Okay.
The first thing I want to do is, because this artifact In my opinion, in a larger way, thoroughly refutes, besides weather as a force multiplier and weather as a weapon, which are military documents from the 70s and 80s. And these are PDFs that are still available online, where all these things are known and being used and have been postulated, and they've been tabletopped and all these things. These are irrefutable facts, right? This isn't some kind of conspiracy theory. These are documented facts. In conjunction with those absolute black and white facts, I want to share a quick little video with you. And what I'm going to do to, oops, let me back this up here. I'm going to set up this video. This was at the time. This video is 7 years old, y'all. So you can do the math. This video is 7 years old. It was at the time, it was the CIA director, John Brennan. And he was speaking to the good old CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, and they just love everybody. And they have everybody's best interest at heart. Okay, so I want to set this video up before I play it for y'all. You want some hilarity? Do you want some blue check mark hilarity that we can all laugh about? Well, before I play the video, I want to provide you with context from our technocratic overlords, because GooTube gives us some technocratic context, and it's very much in line. I apologize, Joshua. I apologize. This is very much in line with the talking points, your talking points, but I'm going to show you that this is all linear, right? According to TheMTube and the blue checkers, contrail. Now, first off, nobody's talking about contrails, right?
No.
First off, second off, this video is 7 years old. Third off, the title is CIA Director John Brennan discusses stratospheric aerosol injection, aka chemtrails, at the CFR. So John Brennan is talking about stratospheric aerosol injections, right? The blue check, the reprogram
contrail,
deprogram you,
yep,
informify you and get your knowledge on, blue check mark says contrail, Encyclopedia Britannica, contrail, also called condensation trail or vapor trail, streamer. What? That doesn't even make sense. Streamer of cloud. Who wrote this?
Who wrote this?
A Chinese AI? Streamer of cloud, sometimes observed. This is supposedly in Encyclopedia Britannica. Sometimes observed behind an airplane flying in clear, cold, humid air. It forms upon condensation of water vapor produced by the combustion of fuel in airplane engines. When the ambient relative humidity is high, the resulting ice crystal plume may last several hours.
I call bull.
The trail may be distorted by the winds, and sometimes it spreads outward to form a layer of curious clouds.
Come on.
On rare occasions, when the air is nearly saturated with water vapor, air circulation at the wingtips. Well, I'm not even going to click on the rest of it because it's a bunch of nonsense. But now let's hear what former CIA director John Brennan has to say 7 years ago about the conspiratoria concept of chemtrails.
I haven't watched
and
this.
Let's this see. Isn't to scare you.
From having significantly larger proportions of retired people and older people relative to working age citizens. Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, Moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives. Now, I could go on and on and on and on about the things that fascinate me, but rather than talk about them, I thought I'd stop here and start the conversation with.
Oh, so that's so nice. So there you go, y'all. Just one form of SAI, which is the stratospheric aerosolized injections. And there's a reason that they change these acronyms all the time, why they go from UFO, unidentified flying object, and then it's UAP, unidentified aerial phenomenon. This is all part of
wordsmithery.
And the programming and the whatnots and the likes and the such as. And it's all part of the social engineering. And this stuff is absolutely happening. As a Christian, it's absolutely nothing to fear, but I refuse to be ignorant of it or to it.
Yeah.
And I certainly will not make some kind of excuse to try to explain it away when there's just an inordinate amount of data. And the other thing is just the other side of the anti-chemtrail argument is like, the reason that you think that they're doing this is kind of because you're dumb and like, I'm a weatherman, so I know, and you just don't know. And I'm not going to play it here because I don't have it queued up, but there was an investigative report done right here in Shreveport by the local, and it got pulled. You can still find it on YouTube. But there was an investigative report done in Shreveport by the local news, right? And all of this barium, all of these heavy metals, aerosolized heavy metals that they found that were sprayed in the sky, they were finding them in the water, in the soil, because when you spray them in the sky, they calm down as particles, they condense, they fall to the earth, and they pollute the water and the ground.
And the humans.
Absolutely.
And we inhaled them.
Happened. Yeah. And they did a report on it. And of course, it got like deep six.
Of course.
But it does still exist on social media. You can find it and watch it. And this was just a Shreveport. I'm almost positive it was Shreveport.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's like their local news. And it's kind of hilarious that it was so close to here.
Yeah.
And that was, I forget what year that happened in, but it is available. And it's nothing to be afraid of.
No.
But the longer we watch the conspiracy and continue to expand and the district of criminals and they, them, and those, it's just like acknowledging the fact of the technocratic oligarchy and the district of criminals and how we are not.
Yeah. We're not talking about Bigfoot.
Right. We
and blurry photos,
the United States,
we have proof of all of this.
Yeah. And the United States is supposed to be of, by, and for the people, when it was originally founded, it was the consent of the governed. The great experiment was this concept that we hold these truths to be self-evident, right? And we have God-given rights. Each individual has God-given rights, right? And what we do is we take those God-given rights that we have, and we give the tiniest percentage of those God-given rights to the managing bodies, right? To try to maintain order and keep order. And so like the right to keep and bear arms, right?
Yeah.
So I have that God-given right to keep and to bear arms. To protect myself, to protect my family, to provide security, to provide food, all these different things of provision. And this is a God-given right that I have. Well, the experiment said, if we recognize these God-given rights, and then what we do is, since we hold these rights, we have the liberty to give a portion of these rights to the they, them, and the those, and these supposed, you know, we were supposed to elect representation. Mm-hmm. This is the whole concept, right, of this republic, of this democratically elected republic. It's all about, you know, what's the whole catchphrase? Taxation without representation, right? Yeah. You can't tax us if you're not going to represent us. And when the way you represent us is you reflect our core values and what we deem as precious, special, sacred, mm-hmm. holy, right? That's representation. So as we have our God-given rights, we bequeath a portion of that right to the managing bodies, whether it be the local peace officer. Mm-hmm. And we say, officer, we cannot, officer. We don't want to castrate you. We want you to have some power to uphold the law so that citizens will be law abiding and you will have the power and authority to enforce that law to keep the peace. Now, nobody even in 2024 understands even the notion or concept of
cops are no longer
or peace officer or civil servant. Civil servant. You know, these people that once upon a time, maybe never
guilty until proven innocent.
I'm not sure how long it ever existed this way. These people were civil servants. So they were paid by the civil.
Us.
They were paid by the citizenry.
What the heck?
Yeah. Right? To perform a function of service for the citizenry. You know, now my cop says, but you was speeding in my speed trap zone, so you must pay the fine so that we hit our revenue goal to have the dopey, fancy police station.
And that fine is going to save lives.
Y'all got it. Hey, y'all need to go on. Y'all need to go on Brave Search or whatever whichever search engine you use.
Okay.
And you need to check out the new Longview Police Department. Because Longview PD just built this monstrosity.
I don't
doubt it. Super futuristic, like RoboCop looking, bad dystopian. What was that worst? There's a word. There was this Sylvester Stallone one where I am the Judge Dredd, right? So Longview literally just built like Judge Dredd headquarters.
I am not joking.
I don't know what it is either, but if you want to know what Judge Dredd headquarters looks like, go Google it up and check out the Longview PD. And thank you, Ossifers. And it's absurd, you know. And as public servants, we shouldn't want this garbage. Why would you want your tax dollars? Like, how are you going to maintain that monstrosity?
You're not.
And, you know, then I don't even want to get into the civics of all these like poorly paid and uneducated people that they let run all this stuff and they run it straight smooth into the ground.
Yep.
And it's really just because they're not, you know, they get into public service because it's like, oh, this is a public trough I can lay sideways in. Mm-hmm. I'll suck up as much as I can and just kind of, you know, beast gonna beast. So I'll just suck up some of the beast juice, you know, honestly, you know, and that, you know,
it's true.
That's just experiential. That's what I've experienced and observed. That's just from observation. But
we'll be right back with y'all. We're going to go ahead and take another break. Today's video is brought to y'all by Opez, and they got a banging good solar battery backup, and it's stinking awesome. We have the 1100 watt solar battery kit, and then also we have the 1800 watt battery, and that clicks right on into their very compact solar panels, and it's really awesome. We have it to power all types of stuff around the farm. And we absolutely love our battery backups for when the power goes out, or of lately when we go out on jobs and we need to run some tools off of our OPEZs. It is absolutely a game changer. And we've been using the OPEZ, both of them, for a couple years now. For over a year now. Mm-hmm. And they've been good, and they've been holding their charge really, really well. The one little 1100 watt one stayed fully charged for several months straight. And we turned it on and we're like, dude, it's still at 100%. But anyway, we on our last job a couple weeks ago, we ran our paint gun off of it, a pump sprayer. And dude, it ran it all day long. It only drained it a couple percent. It was great. And we run all types of awesome stuff off of it. Also, we plug it into our little mobile workshop trailer. It powers all the lights. It charges the batteries. So that's super cool. And then also when the power goes out, we also have generators, of course, but you can turn off the generator. You can bring these things inside on your kitchen counter, plug in the coffee pot, the percolator,
no exhaust,
the little grinder, no exhaust. And it's silent. Also, you know, we're getting a little swanky here, but we'll plug in the router to the internet, and then we'll plug in the TV since we have two of them. And y'all, that's really nice too. Especially not even just the TV.
We do that to watch the Fearless podcast.
We do that. Yeah. But also just to turn on the computer so then we can keep chugging and keep editing videos and keep the website going. So that is really nice. So definitely go check out the OPEZ. There will be a link down in the description down below. They have all types of different sizes. They just launched their new big one, OPEZ. If you're listening, I'll send you this podcast. But I would really like to get my hands on their Mega 5. And it's super awesome. But anyway, Mega y'all, the break is now over. And we got some good news.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot forgot the most unmitigated good news.
The most exciting news of 2024.
This is pretty wild, y'all.
So at least for Texas.
Yeah, we'll see. I got a couple. And actually, I have two good newses for the state of Texas.
Oh.
And a win for Texas, y'all, is a win for us all. So I just want to say that, you know, so if you're not a Texan, don't tune out, because
no.
Once we set state precedents, it does help things. Texas becomes first state to potentially outlaw chemtrails. You know, the things that don't exist.
There is a word right there, potentially.
Okay.
We need to switch that out.
Texas is set to become the first state to potentially outlaw the spraying of aerosolized particulate matter into the skies. A phenomenon commonly referred to as chemtrails. And in a new petition, the group Clean Skies Texas is collecting signatures to ask state reps to pass laws banning dangerous atmospheric aerosol spraying without prior approval and testing of the chemicals being sprayed.
Okay.
The petition states, "We, the undersigned, are concerned Texas citizens who demand our state legislators pass legislation to protect our families, pets, crops, water, and environment from any and all negative side effects of county, state, federal, military, as well as any corporation, NGO, or nonprofit organization spraying of our skies."
Awesome.
"Besides creating atmospheric pollution in the form of hazy skies and blocked out sunlight, Clean Skies Texas goes on to note testing of rainfall, groundwater, and soil indicates that some of the substances or particulates being sprayed are oxides of aluminum, barium, and strontium. This exact same results were found in Shreveport by the local television, and they did report on it. The greatly elevated exposure of humans and all living things to aluminum oxide and other toxic metal compounds, as well as other aerosolized substances or particulates, is causing respiratory problems and other negative health conditions," the petition states. "Humans, pets, and wildlife are harmed, farm crops and soils damaged, forests are suffering, and in many places dying."
That's true.
"We're watching trees die and trees blow over gigantic oaks. And if you talk to old timers and nobody can explain it, Dude, nobody can explain it.
It that is real because it's there
absolutely
is
absolutely real.
It is crazy scary how many trees in our area are just tipping over dead. Now, granted, some of it is due to the really drastic droughts we've been getting in the last winter where we got that really hard winter. But I think on top of that, this definitely has a big, because these, we're talking about oak trees that are over, well over 100 years old. So they've already went through these things before and then they're just tipping over dead. Yeah. That's not natural.
No.
You know, so anyway, go on.
Clean skies refers individuals to geoengineering.org to view their extensive research on the topic and additionally provides evidence showing the federal government has procured numerous weather modification patents, as well as produced research papers on weather and climate modification dating back to the 60s. Not to make it rain on the crops, y'all. No, mm-mm. Weather as a weapon.
No.
The petition.
We're the weeds.
Yes, we are the CO2 and we're the control group, y'all.
Yep.
100%. The petition comes as top geoscientists published a paper in the Advances in Social Science Research Journal last September accusing the United Nations of engaging in a conspiracy to destroy the Earth's environment. This is one other evidence. This is just another piece of evidence. And, you know, I don't want to be the guy that is just so afraid of the truth to like try to maintain a normalcy bias and explain clearly observable facts away.
Mm-hmm.
In their paper, join the fight, become a citizen journalist today. Is this? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's some kind of advertising. In their paper, James Marvin Herndon and Mark Whiteside warn humanity's time is short to permanently end all geoengineering activities, specifically aerosolized coal fly ash, they say are sprayed out of jets and into the troposphere, where it's systematically breaking down Earth support systems and poisoning life on the planet. The U.S. federal government has tacitly admitted the practice goes on in the form of SAI, which former CIA Director John Brennan noted is a method of seeding the stratosphere with particulates that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way as volcanic eruptions do, which is completely, has absolutely nothing to do with cloud seeding or making it rain.
Yeah.
And we already referenced that Brennan video, so yep. I don't have to read his quote or whatever, but that is unmitigated good news. And hopefully that'll get some traction.
That'd be awesome.
And if it doesn't, you know, we're still here.
Hey. Yeah.
I do have a greenhouse too, by the way, but I'm working on it. But.
Hey, that stops a little bit of it.
And here's some other unmitigated good news. And this has to do more with our southern border and the alien invasion, the 3 million or more.
Not the aliens that are coming down from the sky.
Not UAPs, y'all.
Not those ones. The other ones.
All the military
two-legged ones.
All the military aged men that don't have wife and children that are seeking asylum here that are being totally enabled and abetted by the Biden administration.
Yep.
Thanks to the hard work of Operation Burning Edge, we are finally seeing some action against Colony Ridge, a huge illegal alien community north of Houston that has been growing unrestrained for many months now. This is like a cardboard box city, y'all. And illegals are squatting here. Well, they're not squatting. This is all being facilitated. The federal government is suing the developers of Colony Ridge, which we now know contributed enormous amounts of bribe money to the Texas state legislature, including numerous Congress critters and Governor Greg Wheels Abbott himself to rubber stamp their approval for this massive illegal migrant development. Now, think about this. Every time you hear one of these Republitards talk about Joe Biden's invasion, and this is bribing, and that's Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, that's Joe Biden and Joe Biden. Okay, located in Liberty County.
Anyway.
Located in Liberty County, Colony Ridge currently houses some 70,000 illegal alien settlers who were drawn there using the lure of a special owner buyer financing scheme. That scheme allows illegals to purchase land in Texas without the usual mortgage requirements. Okay, so for those of you that aren't citizens of the great state of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott is a Republitard. He is a self-professing conservative Republitard. Okay. And so Greg Abbott has completely facilitated this while going on the Mockingbird media and saying, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden. Okay. And they got this, like, you can, illegals can buy stuff with interest-free mortgages. Isn't it awesome? There are also rumors that Mexican drug cartels are operating in and out of Colony Ridge, hence the mounting reports of increased lawlessness there. There is no police presence in Colony Ridge, which means the development is operating more like the Wild West than a legitimate community in the United States. Developer Torino Houston, Republican. Oh, check this out. Republican owners fight efforts to shut down Colony Ridge. Republicans. The development firm, Torino Houston, and its owners, Republitards, Trey and John Harris, those great conservative Republitards, are fighting tooth and nail to keep Colony Ridge alive. They're great Americans and they're great Texans, those Republitards, Trey and John Harris, and they are very upset about Joe Biden's border policy, except the fact that they're making millions. Reports indicate that 2024 could be the year that the Harrises will face fresh challenges pertaining to the loan, marketing, and sales model that spawned Colony Ridge in the first place. A recent special legislative session called for by Governor Abbott conveniently failed to address the matter, which later prompted the filing of a complaint on December 20th. So the great Republitard conservative Greg Abbott has worked hand in hand with two other Republitard conservatives, the Harris brothers, to pollute and inject our state permanently by providing housing, low interest loans. And they are a branch and an arm of the Joe Biden administration, and it's two wings of the same foul bird, and it is the District of Criminals, and they are all critters, and they all hate us. They hate freedom, and they hate liberty, and they do want a global amalgamation.
They're all in bed together.
Yep. The 11-count civil rights complaint, which was filed by the DOJ, Civil Rights Division, and the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, alleges that since... All right, y'all, do the math. 2016, I think Orange Man was president then. Tarantino's Houston, and it's a, the beat goes on, y'all. Orange, green, brown, whatever, depends, bribing. The beat goes on. The same thing. Tarantino's Houston and its affiliates have engaged in a large-scale illegal land sale scheme that used false statements and predatory owner-to-buyer loans to sucker tens of thousands of illegals into purchasing flooding-prone home building lots despite extremely high interest foreclosure and property flipping rates. To quote the Center for Immigration Studies, that's what's, see, even these people that are useful pawns are being extorted by the critters. The joke's on them as much as it is on us. In its 45-page charging complaint, the Bureau alleges that Tarantino's Houston's operation in Liberty County, oh, the irony Oh, the irony represents a clear violation of the Fair Housing Act and the Equal Credit Opportunity Act. The developer also used sophisticated bait and switch fraud tactics on victims based on their national origin. Tarantino's Houston also exploited language barriers that turned their dreams into absolute nightmares. Boo-hoo! Referring to the hordes of illegals who were promised a better life and an American dream. They purchased homes there. They're all living in like cardboard boxes, dude. Connie Ridge lies to buyers, said Rohit Chopra, director of the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It's kind of funny how the Ouroboros always eats itself, right?
Yeah.
You got these corn-served republitards, right? And they're being painted like they're some kind of bait-and-switch capitalist that are extorting the military-aged illegals that are flooding the border. You know, and it's just this still same dumb dialectic that went on during Orange Man and continues. The beat continues to go on while Wheels presides over it and allows it all to happen.
Yeah.
And when, and all the Republicans want to always say, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden. It's hilarious, y'all.
Yeah.
But Colony Ridge lies to the buyers. They're living in a floodplain. Then there are the predatory interest rates reaching as high as 12.9% that were intentionally used to generate high-frequency property foreclosures. Following foreclosure, the taken-back property would then be flipped for extra profit. Look, y'all, it's a cardboard city. These properties are not being flipped. It is super scary down there. Michael Yan, a lot of guys have been reporting on this. It is super sketch. It's like drug zone. It's like cardboard city. It's third. It really is
third
super
world.
Third world.
Wow.
Yeah. And these are republican conservatives that are facilitating all this to, you know, in Liberty County. Yeah, that ironic. According to the Independent Journal, Houston, landing of the 35,000 properties thus far sold at Colony Ridge. Colony Ridge, there's some irony there too. Nearly half of them have already ended up back in the hands of the company. Okay, if you're an illegal and you're coming over the border, where are you getting your deposit? Just a question, just an idea. It's a garbage dump, and the crime from these developments spills out into the surrounding communities. One upset commenter wrote, I've lived out here since before any of these developments existed, and it was very peaceful and safe. Thank you, Greg Abbott. Thank you, the great republican conservative Harris Brothers, for doing your level best to stuff your own pockets and destroy the beautiful state of Texas, to destroy peace, to destroy harmony, and destroy just the average... Well, let me close that. That was weird. So those are two unmitigated good news articles that we wanted to share with you. Anything else, Matt, before we wrap up this circus?
That's it. Yeah, we went a little bit long, but it was good. We covered a lot of stuff, a lot.
And so we hope you enjoy this time capsule and that you like this, that you share it with your friends and family. If you are listening on your favorite pod device, whether it's Apple, Spotify, or the Fountain app.
Dude, the Fountain app is where it's at. I've been listening to podcasts on the Fountain app, and it's great.
The Fountain app is where it's at.
It's cool
beans. We can comment back and forth. You can drop sats. You can support your content creators over there.
Yeah.
You can get paid sats for listening over there. Dude. You can accumulate satoshis, which are a derivation of Bitcoin. So you can actually accumulate crypto over there and you can share it, spread it around. It is a value for value platform.
Hey, and remember to leave a 5-star review wherever you are listening to this, because that just helps us fight back against the powers that shouldn't be. And it pushes this podcast out to other people that don't even know anything about the podcast. And then also, remember, if you have any questions, if you're just listening to any of our podcasts and you're like, hey, I wonder this, that, or the other, drop a comment and it'll be featured. If it's a good question, it'll be featured in the next upcoming podcast.
Viewer mail.
But anyway, y'all, that is it for episode 31. And hope that y'all will have a blessed rest of y'all's day.
And remember, y'all, stay fearless, my friends.